Hi, I'm Mono.
And I am Oscar.
And I'm having trouble controlling the volume of my voice because we're creating a definitive list.
What are you, a Will Ferrell character? Of the top 100 music videos of all time.
It's Mike Myers, bitch. And you get a say.
Welcome to Podcast Kill the Video Star, and it's a Will Ferrell character on SNL. That character that spoke like this.
I'm talking about Austin Powers when he's like, I'm having trouble controlling the volume of my voice. Austin Powers.
Oh, okay, but do you know what I'm talking about? That character.
Remind me. Run it
back.
The
Will Ferrell character that talked like this.
I mean,
and
sure.
And he couldn't control the volume of his voice.
I guess so.
I feel a little eked out because that feels really straight culture to me.
It is. I'm grossed out by you.
Is anything Will Ferrell...
You know...
Has anything that Will Ferrell done...
Queer?
Yeah, would be considered queer.
Night at the Roxbury is adjacent.
That
soundtrack is so queer.
Yeah, one could say maybe Elf is a little queer too.
Elf's a little queer.
I think Christmas
Superstar
is queer. Superstar. Okay, maybe I stand corrected. Will Ferrell is queer.
He's good. He's
culture.
A good ally.
He's a good ally. Oh, okay. You think he's a good ally?
I think he's an ally.
Which
I don't know,
SNL member would you say is not a good ally?
Sherry O'Terry.
More for the community, Sherry.
No, I bet honestly, probably. I mean, I don't know why I'm feeling like I would be pretty what's his name? Colin Farrell?
That's an actor, girl.
Colin Farrell.
Colin Jost.
No, another white one from the 90s. never mind.
On forgettable. He was on that one episode on SNL, and then
that
never
part.
Again.
You'd hope Kattan would be an ally, but I don't know.
No, Kattan. You know, Kattan is one of those people that like you think he was doing a lot of gay pageantry on SNL. You know, you were like, oh, he's gay, but he wasn't. And with
that,
was
I know,
doing
I was like,
sort of problematic gay characters
that
exclusively,
too.
I want to say.
I mean, such as
and
Mango.
So, such as Mango, such as Gay Hitler, such as
Wait,
literally.
I don't remember Gay Hitler.
Gay Hitler, you don't remember? Okay.
I don't
there
remember.
You go. Well, look it up.
Is it bad that I'm laughing? It's bad. It's bad.
People in the 90s were laughing, so, you know, you're fine.
Yeah. I don't
know. Your humor's a little dated, but, you know.
Ooh, that part. Funny. But, you know, that's not what we're here to talk about, because this is not an SNL podcast.
It could be.
Little known.
It could easily be.
We could switch, bitch. We could switch. But,
okay,
hey.
Verse.
Verse, bottom, tops. No, we are here to find the best music videos ever. And as you know, you get to interact. You get to be part of the fun. You can do that by throwing some coins at us and we watch your music videos. Holy shit. Mm-hmm. How else?
Listen,
Oscar?
You can vote for which of these three music videos featured today. We'll move on to the top 100 music videos list of all time by going on our Instagram at podcastkilledthevideostar. And on the link tree, you will find information if you want to nominate a video to feature in this show.
You know what? And if you don't want to do that, you can throw 5 stars at us on Apple Podcasts and throw a music video. We just had our first Oscar.
I know.
It's so
funny. Our first,
watched.
Like, we've been doing this for a minute and we've only gotten our first. Do it. Start doing it, y'all.
Begging. We've been begging.
Start doing it, y'all. Give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. But we have 3 music videos that span the era of music.
Eras.
We're going to start in the today's with our Yazworthy music video.
Got a Yazworthy music video.
What do you want to say about this music video, Mono?
You know, I hadn't planned much at all, but I just want to say this music video's fun. I like that, once again, anything that proves that music videos are happening excites me. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of effort put into this music video. I think I like the song.
We're gonna get to that.
I don't know. I'm excited. I'm just excited. I love the people involved in it so much, is what I have to say. For starters, what do you have to say?
I was so excited when this artist released a music video with another artist, which is,
they're both cryptic.
Okay, fine. It's Lizzo's Rumors featuring Cardi B. And both of these artists live in the visual medium, so it's exciting to see them both work together to make this music video. And when I saw it, I was not disappointed. I mean, who hasn't seen this video?
It's fantastic. It has 21 million views so far. I'm sure it's going to accrue more. It's great.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It's fucking
so
great.
Without further ado, let's just watch
it. Let's get in. Yeah, let's watch it. Let's do it. Okay. Are you ready to?
I am ready, yeah.
Okay, ready. 3, 2, 1, Lizzo.
So already...
Yes.
The representation of bodies.
Yes.
Earth shattering.
Love this look. I mean, it's immediately reminiscent of Disney's Hercules.
We all thought this.
Because we're getting a lot of Grecian busts and, wall art.
How do you feel as a Greek watching this music video? Are you offended that they have sullied your traditions, your cultures?
What if I was? No, I love it. I fucking love it. I think it's fantastic.
What would you say if you were offended?
To me?
Yeah.
Oh, what would I say about
Greek? What they've done to the Greek culture is awful.
I would say... I don't know what I would say. No, I love it. I just think it's fun. It's celebrating shit. If someone was offended, I would tell them to fuck off.
Yeah.
I think it's great and fun. I like that they're viewing themselves as regal. I mean, these dancers are fucking gorgeous.
I love all of these beautiful bodies moving.
Yes.
It's fucking amazing. You would not see this. Do you remember we talked about this in the Betsy episode, our Jock Jams episode?
Yes.
But this feels like the opposite of what they used to do, which is would get fat singers.
Yes.
And in the music video.
Uh-huh. And even for Lizzo, like, I think early in her career, they did pressure her to have, like, another kind of dancer in her video. But now she gets to be like, no, I want real people.
Yeah, she's like hiring them personal. She's like picking the dancers personally. And then we got Cardi B giving us another
glow
body type. And she's fully pregnant.
Her giant painted tits are great. The lyrics are fantastic.
Amazing.
I love
also,
the point
bitch,
of view.
Lizzo is giving me drag right now.
She is giving
this
drag.
This is drag. This is a drag queen look right now.
She is. Bam. I love the look. I also love that the point of view of the song is like, yes, we've done it all. We suck ass. We stole whatever. Whatever you said, it's true. That's so hot. Love.
This is giving like a Eureka meets Cameron Michaels look.
It really is. I love the Ionic Doric column topper. Love that. No, Doric column topper on her head. The looks
She's
are great.
Greek, y'all. She's Greek.
She's Greek, y'all. And it's over so quick. Oh, my God.
And it's over so quick. And this to me.
You love that?
To me, that's the Leiu right there. Right there. You see that?
That moment.
This final animated little vase.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I love everything about it. I mean, I feel like I also like didn't even say enough about this Greek thing. I can't believe if anyone would be offended. That would really piss me off because that'd be so stupid. I just think it's so cool that, like, I think it's so cool that we're celebrating culture and the fact that, and also it's like Greek people are essentially white, and so you have no right to be offended. And also they're not saying anything disparaging. They're just like using iconography. Shut up. If you have a problem, shut the fuck up.
These are the same people who would get offended at Disney's Hercules. You know what I mean?
That part.
Let's be real.
Yeah, let's get really real, because
the
Disney's
muses
Hercules
were the best part of
they sure
the
were.
Movie. So you're taking the best part of an animated film, a classic animated film, and you turned it into a music video.
Yeah.
Please hire Lizzo as all the muses if they're doing a live-action Hercules anytime
we
soon.
We do need a Disney princess of any size that's a real size. And I think Lizzo would be great. Imagine if they had Lizzo songs original Lizzo songs. She's the Disney princess. Come on.
Work.
That would be amazing.
God. I would die. Lizzo as our first fat Disney princess?
Yeah. That would be amazing. That
love
would be
it.
Pretty cool. So this song is great.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's not, it's great.
Wait, so it feels like your job in this podcast is to analyze the lyrics of the songs. Because you're very into that. You're very into, like, do the lyrics match the video? So break it down for me, Mono. What were the lyrics about? What is this song about?
I'll look deeper into the lyrics right now. But, I mean, the song is about embracing bullshit tabloid culture. Yeah. They obviously are very talked about as women, as black women. They're criticized insanely so.
Yeah.
And I think it's so fun. She does something genius where she always, like, uses celebrities in her song in such a funny way. She talks about, I didn't fuck Drake yet. So funny. It's just about embracing all the bullshit people are going to say about you.
Yeah.
And it's like, so what a way to win the conversation. It's like, yes, everything is true. I drink baby's blood. True. I ran over 5 cats. True.
Yeah. It seems like she's following the footsteps of Lil Nas X. Or maybe Lil Nas X is following her footsteps. Because she has that same mentality of, like, y'all talking a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, why not? All these rumors are true. Sure, go off. But you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm going to thrive, and I don't give a fuck about y'all. So all her haters are giving her more attention, more money, more, you know what I mean? And that's the goal, isn't it? That's ultimately
the goal. That's the goal. And it's so, I mean, why is it then that this song I love, like, I love, but it's not, like, my favorite song I've ever heard?
And you know how I hate to disagree with you.
Yeah.
But I agree with you there.
Oh! You love to disagree with me.
It's not a song I would pick as a single.
Right.
It's sort of okay.
It's sort of okay. It's
sort
it's
of
like,
okay.
Every time I hear it, I'm like, I like that.
Yeah.
But
I like it better that I saw the video. But if you were to just play the song, I'd be like, oh, this is not as fun as her other stuff, I don't think.
Right. Right. I don't know. Yeah, maybe it'll grow on me some more. If it hasn't grown on me yet, will it grow any more?
Okay, now let's talk about this. What is this music video really about?
Wow.
What is it really
about? I mean,
what's the
story
here?
So I think it's, I like the Greek god iconography. In a way, they're saying, like, y'all, we're chilling on the top of Mount Olympus. We don't have time for the rumors. They're goddesses.
Mm.
They don't have time for the rumors of the people down below. They're too busy throwing their asses back with the other muses, doing queen-ass goddess shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about embracing your greatness and letting people talk about you if they're going to talk about
you.
I think that's what it's about. Did I miss anything?
I would say my only note to that is that I think the video is an equivalent of showing the haters the receipts. Especially in ancient Greece, vases were a way to record, you know, historical moments and commemorate
that's
stuff.
That's true.
So when
And dick sucking.
Well, I mean, that actually happened. So, yeah,
just
exactly.
Historical moment.
And those are the receipts, right?
That
and
part.
So when a hater's clapping back at you saying, like, that's not true, show me the receipts, Lizzo and Cardi B's like, well, here they are. Here's a vase.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my scroll Cardi B's pulling out. You know what I mean? So it's a music video equivalent of showing your receipts. In ancient Greece.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Now, what's the Layu moment?
Damn.
For you?
You know, the Layu moment for me really is gold titty pregnant. Cardi B. It's just such a visual. The song is saying fuck you, and here's a fun visual fuck you. She looks incredible, and you know there were problematic shitheads who were like, oh my God! You know?
I don't want to see pregnant bodies. It's like, what?
I can't. What? I hate it.
Yeah.
It's just like this controversy happening right now with Lil Nas X, where you know that Tony Hawk is selling skateboards with his blood on them. And yes, that's a fact.
Like a music video game fame, Tony Hawk?
Yeah, a video game fame.
Interesting.
Famous video game designer Tony Hawk is putting, and not Lil Nas X just today was like, so y'all have a problem when I put blood in a sneaker, but not when white
Shaking
ass Tony
my
Hawk.
Damn head. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Fucking bullshit. Mm-mm. It's bullshit.
Mm-mm. The double standards are too much. The buffoonery, far too much, my dear. Far too much.
We didn't sign up for this fucking bullshit. But hey, that's how this happens. That's my Leyu. What's your Leyu?
Leyu, I said it. It's the final Vaz moment. It's beautiful, fantastic. Encapsulates the powerful...
Yeah.
The powerful presence of these two goddesses working together, truly. To me, that's the Leyu. That's incredible. Girl, that's one of three music videos. Are you ready to explore the gaggery of our next two videos?
Sorry, wait, hold on, what? Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Who are you talking to? I have to take this call.
What is this? He's right there. I have to take this call. Actually, we have to take a break first.
Oh, you have to take a call, but we have to go on break. You know, wait, hold on. Yeah, I also have to take a call.
You're not talking to anyone.
Bono's an idiot. Yeah, no, I do have to take a call.
And that's what your call is about? It's about me being an idiot? Because mine's about money. Mine's about money. Yeah. Mine's about making a lot of money.
Make some money? Yeah, okay, yeah, I have to take this call. I have to take this call.
We'll be right back!
And we're back!
We're back. I'm so sorry about that.
I'm so sorry about that. You had to take that money call.
I just closed a deal on an option for a book to make the film of the screenplay.
And I had to open that deal you just closed. We're back to Podcast Kill the Video Star. And now it's time for me to feature my nomination for the top 100 music videos of all time.
What category are we on right now?
The category is still controversial queen, honey, okay? So that's two for two. Because this person back in the 80s caused a lot of controversy. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'm talking about the popular band Culture Club, specifically
the popular band, specifically
Boy George, who we all, I mean, if you
love,
are listening to this podcast and don't know of Boy George, girl, or Culture Club, you no, girl, time to do your research. Go on that Google, type in Culture Club, and get into them. So Boy George came out in the 80s looking real gender different, let's just put it that way.
Yes, let's put it that way.
And people were giggity gag. They had no idea.
You can only imagine what people would say. I mean, in popular culture, we'd be like, "You're unique," but you know, behind closed doors, what would people say? I'm sure even on newspapers, people would call him a freak.
Mm-hmm. But somehow, despite all that, became one of the best 80s groups around.
Yes,
and I remember. Yes. Specifically, this music video was my introduction to Culture Club, and I saw it when I was like fairly young. This was on like VH1 Classics or something, and was blown away.
Also very British.
Very British.
We love Boy George, but once again, but we keep talking about how British people are bored by their queerness. Here we go.
That's a good point, bitch.
Another example.
Yes, because in the UK they were big. In the US it was like people were just couldn't handle, Puritan Americans just couldn't handle the gaggery that was Culture Club. But it's interesting because they are a British band, but this music video specifically for Karma Chameleon takes place in Mississippi in 1870. Bitch, have you seen this video before?
Yeah, but it's been a long time.
It's really fun.
I remember some dancing in water, but there's something else happening, I'm sure.
What, that was your takeaway from this video?
That was my takeaway, dancing in water. I was like, no, your socks will be wet. That was my main takeaway.
Wait, what did you say?
No, your socks are getting wet.
Why did you sound like that? That was you 2 years ago.
my testicles finally descended.
They had to drop eventually, you know?
Okay. They were just waiting for the right moment. Okay, you ready? Are you good?
Yes,
are you
I'm
recording?
Ready. I'm good. Are you good?
I'm good.
Okay, so let's get into it. Ready? 3, 2, 1, gay.
Mississippi, okay. It is.
I mean, this song is a bop to me. One of my favorite songs in the 80s. Absolutely perfect. We got a riverboat scene. And we got Boy George. Look at... Oh, my God.
Boy George. This kind of feels like a kid's educational TV show. A little bit. Like, when there's, like...
Very PBS.
Yeah.
Vibes, you're right.
What good makeup Boy George has.
I mean... Look at all that.
I love the lyric of, like, I'm a man. I'm a man.
I also love that his name is Boy George, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like, that doesn't look like a boy.
But no, it doesn't.
Redefining gender stereotypes. I fucking love it. Yes! Okay. I'm living for this bitch.
I mean... It is. This is great. I also love their song, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?
100%.
That's the name of it.
Oh, yes.
Love.
Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?
I don't know a ton of their other stuff.
Time is
great.
Do
I know Time?
Yes, you do. Time, yes. 100%. Okay. All their songs are fucking amazing. Look at this man stealing her earring. Did you see that?
No.
Look.
No!
Okay.
You scallywag.
We got a thief.
Can you... Okay, do you remember how Wedding... Do you watch The Wedding Singer?
No.
You haven't seen The Wedding Singer?
Girl, why?
It's great.
Is it?
Well, it's great. Well, it's great. There's some jokes that have aged terribly, including ones about Boy George.
Okay.
Including, like, about someone who is a Boy George fan.
Okay.
Who is Alexis Arquette.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. And there's a lot of flippantly problematic jokes.
So you said
but
it's
besides
great?
That...
So you said it's great. Okay, let the record show.
It.
Let the record show.
The soundtrack is really good. It's like every 80s bop on the soundtrack.
I see.
Everyone. So what's happening?
Okay,
what's
so happening? Boy George is giving an outdoor concert. Also, full on. Everybody's in 1870s gear. Everyone is like
yes.
Southern, like beautiful outfits. Except for Boy George seems like out of time.
Right, he's like not there with them.
Yeah, but people are watching him perform, and then this guy is stealing all of their stuff. They go on a riverboat, and now they're gambling.
Very Maverick. Have you seen Maverick?
I haven't seen Maverick, but I know of Maverick.
Oh, it's great. Well, except Mel Gibson's in it. And I guess,
you know
I guess
what?
We're
you
back where
to,
I was.
You live to be problematic. I think that's
I
your
live
calling.
For it.
I think that's your calling.
Okay, so there's some sort of gambling happening. I live to recommend something that is...
Okay, wait, do you know how to play... is this poker or blackjack? I'm not really sure. Are you a card person?
I know some card games.
Okay, what game are they playing?
Well, I mean, they didn't present their cards, but it was definitely poker because he was, like, showing a royal flush.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, and okay, now they're robbing... Someone cheated. Okay, so his karma... That's his karma.
Oh, you gotta walk the plank now.
Because he stole an earring earlier. Wasn't that him?
Oh my god. Yeah, he stole everybody. He cheated in a card game. He got thrown in the river, which I would be. Could you imagine? What if you were the actor that had to jump into the river? Would you do it?
Yes, because I'm a professional. Because I clock in. I show up. I do the job. And I say goodnight.
I would demand a body double. I would demand a body double.
You demand a body double every time you have to touch food, right?
Like not touching food. No, not touching food. I don't need a body double for that. Anything else? Yes.
I refuse to touch food on camera. I think it's beneath me.
But off camera, honey, you're all about it.
That part. Look, this is a weird video.
Uh-huh,
there's like,
uh-huh.
There's a mystical. He's clearly a mystical out of time. Spectator.
Yeah, he's just like watching. And the question is like, is Boy George a part of this reality or not? Because at the very beginning, people are watching Boy George perform.
Right.
So Boy right. George must exist. So maybe they're looking at him like, oh my God, what a freak. Like how most Americans were looking at Boy George and Culture Club during that time.
Music videos are crazy.
They certainly are.
Music videos are crazy.
Tell me, what is this video about? What happened?
I know, I told you what the last one was about. It's
no,
your turn.
No, but that's my video pick. I get to guess what your stupid video is going to be. You guess on
Fine.
What my video is.
Okay, this music video is about, as you may or may not know, George Michael is paying for George Michael. Fuck. Boy, actually, no, George Michael's involved.
Wow.
George Michael involved Boy George in what is called time crimes. So they, to atone for their time crimes, George Michael was sent to another time. He was actually sent to, that's why in Freedom 90, you can't see him. He's atoning for time crimes. And this one... They've illegally been crossing time borders and jumping between spaces and different realms. So to atone for their time crimes, he has to right the wrong of 1870s Mississippi. Because in another reality, what happened was this same scallywag who stole from everyone just was undetected. So Boy George had to come to this time so that he could sing a song about karma and then teach these people what karma was so that they would rightfully point out the card thief on the boat.
You don't think Boy George was a part of the scam while Boy George was singing the con artist?
No, time crimes. He's atoning for his time crimes.
But I'm telling you, in the video, Boy George was singing and they were all distracted so the man could steal the woman's earrings.
No, you know
you don't think they were
like,
working together?
No. He was like, you know what? I got you exactly where I want you. I got you exactly where I want you. Now the time cops and the time judges are going to be very pleased with my work, and I can return to my time. Time.
That's very stupid, but I'll allow it.
Okay, thank you. What's the layu for you?
The layu for me, honestly, truly, watching it for the first time, number one, Boy George looking like Boy George and looking stunning. The makeup is on point. Everything's on point. But to me is the casting, the colorblind casting in this music video was like unbelievable. You know, as watching like during that time, a lot of people might be like, this is factually untrue.
Right.
That wouldn't have happened.
Right.
But the fact that like, I don't know, the high... status like dame was a black woman to me was so freaking cool. It was cool to see people in Culture Club the band be on this riverboat with a bunch of white people, and there's black people in the band.
Yeah,
so it was good to see all this representation on screen, you know. It was fun. It was
great.
It's what about you?
You know, I think it's got that is fucking cool and fantastic, and I so much nicer and surprising for the time. Yeah, I think Boy George on a bale of hay is really funny. That's the layu for me. Just like,
I mean, it is quite a sight to see.
What are you doing up there? What are you doing up there? And be honest, Joy Borge. Be honest. Oh, you don't know who Joy Borge is, huh? You see, after he re-entered the time rift, a quickening occurred, creating an inverse of what we know to be Boy George, Joy Borge. Boy George, actually, I have another podcast about this. So if you want to know the full saga of Boy George, please join me. Time Scandals with Drew Tarver, dropping every Thursday morning at 4 a.m. Only on the Gimlet Media Network. So join me there if you want to know the whole story on that.
Wait, it's hosted by Drew Tarver. You're not a part
of it?
Oh,
no, I'm not involved. I'm just promoting Drew Tarver's project.
Shout out to Drew Tarver. We wish him success in his new venture.
I hope he's successful. Okay.
Okay, bitch. Now is the time. What you got
Okay. Now I feel really good about this. You know...
Okay.
I am curious. This is a group we need to talk about.
A group.
Okay. I can't believe we haven't talked about yet. They're iconic. Interesting. Their CD was the first CD I ever owned. I am talking about TLC's Crazy, Sexy, Cool. And we're talking about Waterfalls, bitch. Waterfalls. I mean, this was a moment.
It's arrived. It's time.
This was a moment.
It's time. It's time. It's time.
It's time. I mean,
it's absolutely time.
I almost played others. We're going to have to watch the others. But
I could easily, I would nominate three other TLC music videos.
Before this one, or just you want to see it?
No, this I would put in number three of four.
You would like to see Creep more so? I don't know.
How'd you know it was Creep? How did you know it was Creep?
Creep's great.
Creep is great, but a video that not a lot of people love.
I mean, it's a dance video.
People love this one. People love No Scrubs. Yeah, you know, all great videos. But Creep is my favorite TLC
video. It's pretty exciting. The start of the music video is just like, when you hear those horns, come on.
So wait, talk about this particular music
video. I remember this being a moment. I remember freaking out to run home for this to be on TV. In fact, I have a really crazy memory. I have a memory because I had the CD. This is so stupid. But I remember as a kid being like, the video was on and I was like, I'm going to sync up the CD on my little boombox so that it's matching with the song on my TV. So it's just like a double synchronized TLC's Waterfalls.
Excuse me?
I don't know.
That's too
much. I was just like, I want to hear it so much. I want to hear this song so much. It's Cookie.
Wow. Okay, yeah. She's committed. She's a fan.
This CD is so good. I mean, top to bottom, Case of the Fake People. So good. Red Light Special. That's a good horny video.
That's a good
digging.
One. That's a good one.
Because I'm digging, digging. Come on. This CD is so good. I love them. They're great.
So let's get into it. Let's start watching it. I'm excited. I haven't seen this video in a while.
Yes. We got storytelling. So here we go. Three, two, one. Waterfalls. Whoa, we're in the sky.
Ooh.
Whoa, we're in the sky. We're in a plane. I'm nauseous.
I'm in a plane. Oh, water. We almost missed. Ooh.
What the heck?
Okay, the graphics.
Revolutionary.
At this time, we're unprecedented.
Revolutionary for the time.
Unprecedented. Oh, this was like, what, 95, I want to say? Jeez,
we're traveling we're traveling through time. We got a lot of time going on.
Time crimes
are galore. And here's this gentleman's mom is like, come home, where are you going, what the fuck?
He's like, call me.
Oh, we got
okay, we're about to sit down. They're gonna tell us a story, mom.
I mean truly, we just get to sit back and relax.
It's story time with TLC.
You think dancing and standing in the water for that long sucked?
Without a doubt. You thought it was a fun excursion?
Well,
fun
you know, experience? Sometimes dipping a toe is a nice thing, you know? Sometimes. So this is a very literal storytelling song. I mean...
Yes. I mean, this is very obviously what you see is
right,
what you hear.
About this young man who... can't. Oh, another body laying in the gutter. Oh.
We listening.
And we got the storytelling breaks in this one.
That's right, yes. And then we see her
ghost
spirit.
Mom. Ghost mom's trying to help and be like, whatever's ghost about mom. To happen, no. It looks like some sort of deal is going down.
Yeah, I mean, this video... deserves an Academy
really
Award
does.
Because the mom is really giving it to us.
No, he got punched.
Oh, no.
Was it a gunshot or a punch?
Girl, I think it was worse than just a punch.
Why was there a gun?
And the drugs were
stolen. No. Don't go chasing waterfalls. So what is waterfalls mean dangerous? Is it like dangerous opportunities or does it mean don't try at all?
Well, let me ask you this. What happens when you chase a waterfall?
You fall down the rapids. Oh, wait, you fall off a cliff. I mean, cause...
And I rest my case.
So then what body of water
case closed.
Is good?
rivers and
that,
lakes.
That I'm used
Stick
to?
Them.
Stick to them. But
Stick
what about
them.
Oceans? What about oceans?
Too deep.
Too deep?
Too deep. too deep.
So here we're getting this story about...
Oh, this one. This one was jarring.
This one scared me. He doesn't recognize his own face.
This
one was jarring.
This affected us. Even as children, we were like...
I mean, ooh. Also being queer, you're like, uh-oh. Ooh, it's very clearly... Ooh. His three letters took him...
Three letters. Which
ooh,
one?
Ooh, you know what it was. TLC.
Which one?
TLC. Too much tender, loving care.
You fucking idiot.
We know that this is, of course, about... I was kidding. This is about a GMC truck hitting him. He got run over by a GMC truck. Those were the three letters that ruined him.
We need to shut her up. We need to shut... We really
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Up.
I'm kidding. This is clearly a hit on MTV. MTV.
Okay, here we go. Graphics. Graphics.
Graphics.
This shit
revolutionary.
Was,
like,
I mean, talk about fucking T2 Judgment
very
Day.
That. And also, like... It is, like, not articulating them as well.
Not
as
at
it.
All. Not at
oh
all.
Oh, my God. Not left eye.
Okay, who are you a fan? Are you... Which... Are you a T, L, or C fan?
I used to be a T-Boz.
Ah, used to be.
But I think left eye kind of wins for me. How about you?
You know, I have always and continue to be
not
a Chili fan.
I did not think you'd say that. I did not think.
Chili, for me, Chili was my favorite, and I think because she looked exactly like my cousin.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, she was like very cool, and I was like, oh, okay, she's my favorite. But I do like, Chili I think is like the hottest.
That is fucked up. That is fucked up, Oscar.
To me, she's the
hottest. They don't need
one.
You to state their worth in physical bullshit. You are
so dumb. And you are
oh, I'm
so
dumb?
Quick.
Oh, I'm dumb.
Yes,
okay.
You're dumb. Yes, you're dumb. Your IQ
okay.
is low.
Okay.
Yes,
okay, so three is low. So three is a low number. Is that what you're saying? I can't believe you.
You know what? Don't go chasing waterfalls. Don't you fuck with me, bitch. Don't go chasing
just
waterfalls.
Just two stories told so... concisely.
It's weird that there were two stories, but three members of TLC.
Right.
What story was Left Eye saying? We didn't get the cinematics for that.
I think her story was just kind of big picture. Oh, holy shit. This is about life, taking bad risks, making poor decisions, and, you know, that whole thing.
Okay, she's scrambling. Okay, wow, that's sad. That's actually really sad. What she was actually rapping about was the positive side of it, serving as a bridge to the song.
Interesting.
Really leaving. Yes, yes. She was a word. She was a voice of reason. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Because the first verse was like, this is a bad story. The second verse, a bad story. Then the bridge comes along and it's like, listen, this is the point of this song. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Believe in yourself.
The rest is up to me and you. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm remembering this now. I'm remembering this
okay.
now.
Okay, yeah, sure.
I'm...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oscar, what is this music video about? And I hopefully
easy.
You're smart enough.
Easy.
You're smart enough to know.
Listen.
What?
I know. I listen to Drew Tarver. Okay? I know what's up. So in the time crimes committed by not to see, so like the focus in Karma Chameleon was about the time crimes. TLC are the time enforcers.
Uh-huh.
And what they do, they're the ones who go back in time and right the wrongs. And this is the origin story of what they each, the reasons why each of them are on the force to fight time crimes. And the water is the gateway. So you know of, Stargate.
Right.
Watergate, and not like the scandal, Watergate 2 is the reason why they go back. They're in like these like time
Look, I listen to Drew Tarver's podcast. You don't have to tell me about hydropliable mechanisms. I'm familiar.
Oh, so you know. Okay so you know. So you know what the video is about. So it's them going to right the wrongs of all the time crimes that are committed. So we're getting that story.
Yeah.
So that's what it's about.
Oh, my God.
And the very first video, the Lizzo video, Lizzo and Cardi B are on the Time Crimes, like, reboot.
That makes sense, because why, otherwise yeah. I would be very offended that they were in ancient Greece. But because it's part of a reboot, I get it.
Right. I mean, you would know, yeah, if you listen to Drew Tarver's podcast, that's...
Oh my God. Was that on the late... Wait, is that on the newest one? I've been saving it for my run.
Yeah.
I love to listen to it when I run.
Okay. Same. I love to run and feel it.
Oh my God. Just a good sweat and a good southern twang in your ears. Oh, bitch. Well, I mean, all these videos.
Wait, what's the layu for me, you? What's the layu?
I mean, you know what? I'm starting to think that the three letters might be about something different than I thought, which is, like, so cool that, like, every time you come back to this, like, you just see something new in the music video. You see something you never saw before. I guess I would have to say Left Eye's verse is... I think it's the layu for me. Uh-huh. Even though I didn't know what it was about, I think it's the layu for me.
For me, it is the final moment where the sun, the ghost of the sun, warns his mother about things to come. That
what
to me
he,
was
what
like.
What does he warn her about? He's just like,
well,
there
I mean, he doesn't
like...
warn. He's just there to be like, I'm here, mom. So it's a nice little role reversal. Okay. It's beautiful.
That is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Gutting, but beautiful.
Gutting, but beautiful. Exactly.
Wow.
Okay, so that's it. We've seen all three music videos. This is wild. It's going to be a tough race.
It's a tough one. Thankfully it's out of our hands, because this would be too much. I don't want this much work.
Yeah, so, again, to remind everyone, the way that it works is that we will post these videos on Instagram, and you get to go on Podcast Called the Video Star and vote for your favorite one. Like the corresponding post to the video that you love, and then the winner will move on to the top 100 music videos list
Damn,
of all time.
Damn, Oscar,
easy
for once.
Peasy, 1, 2, 3, Z. Now, can you make a case as to why TLC's Waterfalls deserves to be in
Look, TLC's
list.
Waterfalls is an iconic classic in music video-ery. It's also an iconic music video with storytelling. The song is so good. TLC notoriously robbed of the riches they were deserved. They were treated very poorly thanks to La Face Records. And I think winning this would really turn them around. I think winning music video of the week on Podcast Kill the Video Star would really turn things around for them. Now, Oscar, what case are you going to make for Boy George's Karma Chameleon?
First of all, Culture Club's Karma Chameleon. Rude. Boy George is the face, but Culture Club is the whole act. So... Listen, this is, to me, it's queer excellence. It's a 1980s music video, which I will say doesn't get enough love on Podcast Kill the Video.
It really doesn't. You know? It really doesn't.
And we need to start recognizing our elders and respecting our elders. And I think if you want to give it up for a solid queer band, really making interesting music videos in the 80s, I like this weird, like, they're British, but they're doing, the music video takes place in Mississippi in the 1800s. Mm-hmm. Is really, really cool. It's got a great story. And Boy George looks amazing in it. You gotta give it up for Karma Chameleon.
Yeah, it's great.
Now, can you make a case as to why Lizzo's
I can if you help me. Help me.
Yeah, we'll both do it together.
I mean, look, this is fucking fantastic. It's proof that music videos are still happening. The fact that they put together this gorgeous music video with amazing dancers, pure fun, celebrating women of every and any size, is a fucking cool moment. And I think it's beautifully done. You can't knock anything about it.
Yeah, maybe the song. But I think Lizzo and Cardi B are two huge powerhouses. And together, they whipped up a pretty fucking impressive music video. The aesthetic is really cool. The dancing is really amazing. The costuming. Also, the amount of plus size bodies that I got to see in that music video is such a treat.
It's a treat.
And you don't see music videos like that.
Yeah.
So I think, I think there is quite a big reason as to why Lizzo and Cardi B's Rumors video should be in the top spot.
Yeah, there really is. I would be so happy. And we get surprised. I get surprised every week on by everyone's voting.
The fact that Celine is
beating Britney right now is crazy. And it's great, but it's crazy.
Did we ever expect
it? No. Celine is beating Britney.
I thought Britney was such a sure thing, but you know what?
Love it.
We don't decide.
I love it.
That's the magic of having y'all vote for.
I love it. Keep voting because it is.
This could be
tight.
Surprising.
It is really like.
It's very tight. It's always really tight.
Keep voting on Instagram, interacting with us there. Like, subscribe, do all that bullshit you do on YouTube. It really helps us as we're growing that side of the pod.
Exactly. And wait, hold on.
Oh, God. What?
Sorry, I have to get
this. What is it? Oh, my God.
I'm recording a podcast.
Oh, my God. Wait, I'm blowing up too.
Wait.
I'm blowing up too.
What? What do you mean?
What's that?
What does that mean? You're blowing up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You just heard, didn't you?
Just heard the news.
Wait, we just both just heard the
news.
Wait, we just both heard
the news.
We both heard the news.
We killed MTV!